Let's turn to World Cup action. Iran faces Portugal today, and if Iran loses, they'll be going home. Now, one of the people rooting for Iran is Jason Rezaian. The Washington Post correspondent has family ties to Iran. In fact, he was the Post's Tehran bureau chief in 2014 when he was accused of espionage and imprisoned for 18 months. Rezaian was never tried and was able to come home to the United States. Well, Jason and his wife hosted a gathering at a Washington sports bar to watch Iran's first match against Morocco in this World Cup, so I asked him how he feels rooting for Iran's national team.
It's been so fun and exciting to see these guys play with as much heart as they have been. You know, they won that first game against Morocco, which I don't think anybody really expected, especially in that dramatic fashion. And they, you know, they kept it close with Spain all the way through the game. So it's been a great opportunity for my wife, who's a recent immigrant from Iran to the U.S., to hang out with other Iranians and enjoy.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we're talking to you, Jason, because 4 years ago, just after the last World Cup, which Iran also appeared in, you and your wife were arrested by the Iranian regime and imprisoned for a long time. Given that, I guess a lot of people are wondering, you're still rooting for the Iranian team.
Well, I've been thinking about that a lot because, you know, I've been surprised that it surprises people. I'm a hyphenated American, and that hyphen is between Iranian and American. And my dad was born and raised in Iran, and I lived many years of my life there. My wife is from there. So, you know, it's kind of like asking somebody that, you know, went to jail in America that happened to be a Yankees fan if he'd still root for the Yankees after he got out. That's the way I see it, at least. I hold no grudges against Iran's people, and definitely not its soccer team.
Yeah. No, I get it, because, I mean, for the American national teams in, you know, soccer or any sport, people, you know, you love your team regardless of who's in office. I get that.
Right.
But on the other hand, I wonder if you could just tell me a little bit about what the Iranian soccer team means to the Iranian people.
Well, I think it's a source of pride and joy that cuts across all classes, all political streams. And it's something that people have, you know, for many years gotten behind, no matter where they fall on the spectrum. And you can see that now in the community of Iranians inside the country and also in the diaspora. You'll find an opinion about every single matter related to Iran. What you won't find is too many Iranians saying, we hate this team. You know, I mean, that just doesn't happen.
Yeah. I mean, how passionate are Iranians, really? How passionate are they about their soccer team?
I mean, I think, you know, Iranians tend to be better behaved people than most. So, you know, I'll just give you an example. When I was still living and working in Tehran, a friend of mine who was a Brazilian correspondent for a major Brazilian daily finally went to watch a game in Tehran's Azadi Stadium. And he was told by so many people that, you know, you'd be careful when you go there. It's such a chaotic place, and the fans are so rude, and, you know, it's a dangerous place. And he got there and he said, these are the most civilized fans I've ever seen. They're extremely passionate. They love this team. You know, I'll tell you, the night that they lost to Argentina on that goal during injury time 4 years ago, a lot of tough guys, you know, I saw cry that night. And rightfully so. I mean, it was an incredible moment. They held, you know, arguably one of the best teams in the world, one of the best players in the world, to no goals until the final seconds. And people, like they do, I guess, in a lot of countries, mark epochs of their life in terms of what their soccer team was doing.
You know, it's hard, though, to separate sports from politics in any country, obviously Iran included. Do I have this right, that Tehran's largest football stadium admitted thousands of women together with men for the first time recently to watch a World Cup game?
Yeah, and, well, that happened on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, yeah.
And, you know, this is because of you know, there's been this ban on women attending male sports events since the revolution. But there's been a real push in the last few years to open up the stadiums to men and women. And I think the last piece of the puzzle recently was Saudi Arabia allowing women into their stadiums. And you know, you never want to be in a race from the bottom with those guys.
Well, I have one more question for you, Jason. And I'm
sure.
Afraid it's a I'm going to try and figure out a delicate way to ask this, okay? We have to talk about Milad Mohammadi's crazy throw-in. Can we talk about that?
We could talk about it. I'm still trying to figure out what that was. And I mean, and I guess we'd be talking about it differently if he landed it, right?
I should remind people, this is the throw-in that Mohammadi made with like mere seconds to go in injury time.
Right?
And he tries to do a somersault throw-in and then changes his mind at the last. I don't even know what happened.
I mean, that's the kind of thing that, you know, you go back to your hometown in some countries and you're not going to make it through that first night. But I hope he thought better of it and doesn't try one of those again.
Well, Washington Post correspondent Jason Rezaian, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.